joining us from Arizona, from the mullet. I don't know what they're calling it out there on the campus of Arizona State. Trip Tracy is joining us. All right, sir, let's just start here. What do you like about what the Hurricanes did in the days heading up to the deadline?
I can, you know, looking at it, AG, now that it's going to come to its conclusion and you know what your team is, I like the fact that, you know, beginning tonight that you've added a piece that, you know, because I do think the power play needs help.
Yeah.
And you've added a piece that can potentially help it out. I mean, Goss Despair came out here to the desert and reestablished his career. You know, he's got a big booming shot. I think he should be with the minute eaters that you have in your top four, and as well as Chatfield's played. You know, I see him playing 12, 13 minutes a night and being serviceable, even in the grind of an Eastern Conference, hopefully long playoff run at 5-on-5, and then potentially being a piece that can really help the power play. I'm curious to see. I bet he starts on a different unit than Burns, but I even start to play around in my own head. Would you ever consider putting Burns on the flank of the umbrella to, you know, just really as a one-timing type guy? And then think about some of the other pieces. But I like what he potentially, with the confidence that he's had this year and that career reestablishment, helping the power play. Puljujärvi, we talked about the other night. You know, that's for me. I'm going to have to watch him play. He's a big frame, you know, next step in his career. I think with limited pressure, of course, the Aho endorsement, I see that as a low-risk, high-reward. When I look back at the deadline and everything leading up to it, it's in its entirety, you know, I do think that the Hurricanes, I feel very confident in saying that they made a very fair pitch for Timo Meier.
Yeah.
And it probably comparable. Who knows? You never even know better than what Tom Fitzgerald ended up doing with his good friend Mike Greer to make that deal. Once that didn't happen, you know, you had targeted Timo Meier. When you pivot, you know, you're almost becoming reactionary. Do I wish the Hurricanes would have been able to address some heaviness and, you know, the a guy that can play center in a hardened game up front just as a safety outlet? Yeah, I do. But, you know, I also understand that, you know, that they had a targeted approach. They made a very, very fair offer. And once that didn't happen, you know, when it's not the guy that you targeted, you don't want to be reactionary. And, you know, when I add all of that up, you know, this is a team that's been elite on its own front. I think these teams that were ever so active are going to have some challenges with regards to creating quick chemistry. And I think that's the one underrated portion, that at times if you have a winning chemistry, which the Hurricanes absolutely do, and their record speaks to that, in particular since Thanksgiving, you have to be very careful with that.
I want to drill down on the power play element that maybe you could have Brent Burns and Shane Goss Despair playing together. Excuse me. Goss Despair is a left shot, but he likes to play the right side of the ice, which, I mean, he's going to have to play the left side if he's playing with Jalen Chatfield, because I think they're going to leave Chatfield where he is. But on the power play, I remember when Rod took over, the very first year, he had Falk playing. He had two defensemen on the power play because he tried Hamilton at the point. This is in the preseason. But Falk on the basically on the left wing for his one-timer. So if you're what you're suggesting maybe is that Brent Burns in that spot, and he's got a great shot, I would have no problem with that.
That's my exact thought. I don't think it'll start that way, but think about the attention that opposing penalty kills will have to pay to that flank on the umbrella if you know you're trying to establish that Burns one-timer. I mean, when you think about some of the, you know, the righties, I mean, you know, of course, the guy that you think of first and foremost is Alex Ovechkin.
Right.
It just could open some other things up. You know, so I do think it's an option. And, you know, I know the analytics and for good reason suggests four, even sometimes five forwards. But based on the way I look at the personnel right now, it's intriguing to me, at least putting Burns in that spot. Gostis Bear is the guy that straws the drink at the top of the umbrella. Then you got Svechnikov. You've got Aho in a bumper position. And then you have Nason. Maybe even try Puljujarvi. You know, it's going to be a moving target with Puljujarvi. But it's intriguing to me in the big picture, and you have 20-plus games to try to figure that stuff out.
Tripp Tracy is joining us here. Canes and the Arizona Coyotes, 9:30 opening faceoff. Actually, 9:40 opening faceoff. Already have been alerted to that. Is there a sense... And we've talked about this before, that now that the deadline is passed, that everybody relaxes just a little bit more, even though everybody knew nobody significant was leaving this team. But guys, and there is still somebody in the lineup that's going to lose a spot. Calvin DeHaan will likely lose a spot tonight to Shane Gostisbehere, but maybe a Derek Stepan is going to come out of the lineup when the visa issues for Puljujarvi finally get worked out. But is there just a sigh of relief that, all right, everybody's here, everybody's staying?
Yeah, I think that that's tangible. And I watched closely practice yesterday in Vegas before we flew to Arizona, AG. And typically you can't really hear what Rod says.
Right.
But yesterday you could. And, he obviously liked, and I agree with him, he liked portions of the game in Vegas. It liked to start, and then they got too fancy. Plays, that he empowers them to make in the second period in particular that weren't there, and that's when you have to manage the puck. And then in the third period, that's what made the late goal such a stinger, is because the Hurricanes found their game in the third period.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought Rod, it was a great example of why Rod is such an elite coach, because it was a strong message. The guys are in Vegas. They knew they were going to have a morning skate. He explained to them why it was very necessary, thinking about Tampa at home on Sunday afternoon, for them to practice yesterday and have a morning skate today. I thought it just spoke to why the guys react so well to Rod. And then I thought they had a really enthusiastic practice. With that being said, it plays into the importance and sometimes the undervalued facet of the chemistry part of things that I spoke about earlier. And, the guys on the team, I'm sure that they would have loved to have had a few more, even with jobs on the line and guys coming out of the lineup, they would have loved to have had some additions that would equip them for a long run.
Mm-hmm.
But they also simultaneously know that this group, and why wouldn't they feel this way, on their own accord, is capable, even with all the movement in the East, if all the things go right that now need to go right, period. They have to go right, period. But they certainly have to now, from the goal on out, that they now know that this is their group. This is the group that they're going to go to war with. And the other part that's different, AG, is that, and I'm sure it's part of Rod Brindamore's message, is they are now in a true dogfight for a division title.
Yes.
And a division title that's going to be far more important than it has been in the last few years.
No question about it. Final thing for you, and this is a brand new experience, I think, for everybody, playing in a college arena. So what's the mullet? Is there a business in the front, party in the back at the mullet on the campus of Arizona State? In a couple of minutes, give me an idea of what that arena is like.
Totally unique experience, because you walk outside from the locker room to get to the arena, to get to the ice. Guys, as they were working on their sticks, actually outside in the sun, beautiful morning here. It's actually warmed up nicely. So it's very unique, as I expected. The rink itself is a really good, cool college arena. And in terms of the all-important task of getting 2 points, I think playing in a building like this, and there are going to be a ton of huge Caniacs there, is the perfect time, because this team needs to stop this two-game losing streak, nip this right in the bud, and it's the unique nature of the venue against a team that has struggled all year, but has just traded a bunch of pieces in terms of locking it right on in and achieving what needs to be accomplished. You lost Arizona earlier this year. I think the unique nature of where they're playing in the venue should energize the group and lead to a strong performance. And you need to come away with 2 points tonight.
Oh, there's no question. The Devils are coming, and the Devils are playing in Vegas just about, about a half hour later than the Hurricanes and the Coyotes start. Yes, must come away with 2 points. We just earned 2 points. You and I, Trip Tracy, I appreciate your time. I will talk to you later, and I'll see you at the arena on Sunday.
You know what? I'll see you back there. I bring you a cactus, but you're anything but prickly, AG. But let's just get back with those 2 points you mentioned.
You got it. I'll talk to you later, Trip. Thanks, man.
See ya.